Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. And let me be real honest, I am late to my own show. It is such a beautiful morning down here in Florida. We had fun this morning walking around out at the harbor drinking coffee, and I got back here and I was actually answering an email from a concerned distributor looking to make sure he was with the right company. And I just let time get away from me. But we are here. We are finishing up the book, Pushing Up People, the secrets behind one of the most successful stories in American business, and that's the Primerica Company. It's truly the secrets that Art Williams used to build his direct selling organization. And what's fun about it is this book was actually published in 1984. I have not been able to find it. It's been out of print for years. Don't know if you can find a copy on Amazon. His most current book is called Coach, where he shares the inside track of what it took to build that company. I think every CEO and every distributor should read it because it's a raw, uncut version of what CEOs and leaders go through, what top distributors go through when they're on the inside and they understand what could happen. And that's why this book has been so important to me for the last 20 years, is the fact that, it's been more than 24, it's almost 25 years now, is the fact that I've used these principles all through here. Today we're talking about remember the giving principle. So many companies, and this is just one of the greatest ways for you to determine, is my company on the right track? And that is whether a company's launching or whether they've been in business for a while, if they are not giving back to some cause bigger than they are. I'm not talking about tithing to a church or something like that. I'm talking about giving back to the world, giving back to the community. Let's use Monavie as a prime example. Here's a company that uses the acai berry out of Brazil. They created the More Project, and they put massive amounts of money back into the business in Brazil. They help educate people. They help show them how to start businesses. They're not the only ones, but that's one prime example. I'll use a company outside of direct selling, Starbucks. Starbucks literally goes into the countries. They check out the farms where the coffee beans are grown, and they have standards that they put, and then they invest money into that. Project 7, which is a nonprofit that I support, actually uses coffee and water to do the same thing. When you look at companies, you have to find that out. Now, I'm not talking about companies that say, we're going to be doing this. I'm talking about companies that are doing this. And we see this across the board. It's a prime example. Here's the fun thing about this. This is a principle that has worked since the dawn of time. If you look at the greatest businesses in history, you see that the founders and the companies themselves gave back constantly in the education, in the healthcare. Sandy Weill, who is a phenomenal person on Wall Street, bought the A.L. Williams company from Art, had his own ups and downs, the rise and falls of Sandy Weill, but today him and his wife Joan are single-handedly pumping money into the healthcare system in New York, building a beautiful new place to help kids. See, this is what it takes, the giving principle. Listen to the management mistake that Art talks about in here. I think this is profound. He said, some managers forget their responsibility to their people when they begin success. See, this is huge. Here's the leadership principle. Leaders never forget the power of giving in their personal and business lives. See, it's not so much about the money. And this is the fun thing. If you study Monavie's More Project as a prime example, or even Univera Sciences Project where they help inner-city kids in the United States who are malnutrition, when you look at this, it's the people power. It's the fact that the founders of the companies and the top leaders are out here putting their time and energy into it. One of the new companies, Kibana, they had a big leadership retreat earlier this year. And they ask all of the leaders who had earned this trip to take an empty suitcase with them, which is typical when you go to the Caribbean anyway because it's duty-free, so you fill it up. But what they said was, instead of taking an empty suitcase, we want you to fill it up with school supplies, with children's toys, because we're going to give it to the Boys and Girls Club on the Caribbean island that they went to. Well, see, that's giving back. And I believe that's a huge need. And when you come across a company where they don't talk about that, all they talk about is money, 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 money. They don't even talk about their product. It's just, hey, this is a money deal. Hey, this is, you know, get in quick, get in now. I'm telling you, you need to run from that. I don't care how busted broke you are. You get involved in something like that and you could hurt yourself. Here's why. Let's say that this is the one time that you jump into one of these little fly-by-night deals. And you just happen to be at the right place at the right time. You're at the top of the matrix, and all of a sudden you're naming the limelight out there. You know, if the FTC comes in or the SEC comes in to shut them down, if you're a top distributor in a scam or what's determined to be a pyramid, you get busted too. All that money you might have earned, all that lifestyle change you think you had, all of a sudden is gone because you can't afford the legal fees. This is important, folks. The first push-up principle, don't catch the disease of selfness. It's never about you, ever. It's always about your team. It's always about the people, the customers. It's always about what you can do to take it to the next level. Your whole focus should be in building and creating and attracting new distribution points. We call those team members, so that you can go out there and move the volume that you need. See, at the end of the day, the difference between a long-term, legitimate direct marketing company, what most of us call a network marketing company or an MLM, and what the world or the critics would call an MLM pyramid or an MLM scheme, is that once you put 3 to 5 years into it, if you've got a legitimate product, your attrition of the product is almost nil. People want the product because there's something there. The company built their whole marketing plan around the product. Companies that don't do that may last 10 years, may last 15 years. They could last 20 years. But at the end of the day, it will catch up with them. YTB is a prime example. They were a great company. They have an awesome product and service. But they ended up focusing way too heavy on the recruitment side, and they got busted. Burn Lounge hardly ever even got off the ground. Now we're seeing Fortune High Tech going through the same thing. And you say, Troy, why are you bringing that up on a morning training call? And it's this reason right here. If you forget that it's about people, if you forget that it's about helping and serving others, you will not win long term. You have to always focus on this. Listen to what Art says here. It's not that a person lacks the ability to succeed in business and in life. More often, he lacks the confidence and belief in himself. As a result, he sees the success of other people as a threat to his own and loses the desire to share his own success and his ability to enjoy that success with others. He stops living for other people and begins living for himself. He goes on to say, I believe that self-centered people will eventually reach a point in their life where it is impossible for them to grow and to be happy. Their energy becomes directed inward and they lose touch with the nourishing power of other people. Eventually, this kind of selfness will sap all of the energy and pleasure out of life. And I agree with that 100%. I believe that a lot of times that's why an average distributor will quit right before they reach their own success, because they look at that manager, they look at that upline, they look at that sponsor that brought them into the business, and they say, if that's what success is about, I don't want anything to do with it. I would rather stay at my 9-to-5 job than to end up with that, being like that person. We have so much responsibility on us as leaders. And we have the same tendency that everybody else has to let the limelight, to let the press, to let all this go to our head, and then to become very selfish, really, saying, okay, it's about me, I don't want anybody else, I don't want anybody out there. I've seen great leaders, phenomenal leaders in network marketing, forget where they came from. Their name gets out there, their system's going great, and all of a sudden they do everything they can to protect what they have. You can't do that. If you're a leader and you've got some people on your team and they're starting to kick butt and they're starting to get recognition, let them have it. Help support them. You know, this kind of goes back to the Bible. If you read the ancient story about the Hebrew king Saul and this up and coming potential king called David. You guys all know David and Goliath's story. But the young, sweet ladies of Israel at the time were singing songs about David and about Saul. And they were saying, Saul has killed thousands of men, but David has killed tens of thousands of men. You know, men get jealous very easy, especially if you're a king. And when Saul started hearing all the women of his country singing praises about David, he got jealous and wanted to kill him. Although we live in a modern age where it's not quite that drastic, we sometimes want to kill off those in our downline by keeping them stifled, by not giving them the freedom that they need. See, what we have to do, and this is a push-up principle here, is we've got to learn to follow the giving principle of life. See, listen to what Art writes here. I think this is great. He says, in Luke 6:30, it says, give and it shall be given to you. I believe that this simple statement is the key to being able to keep moving forward and growing in both your personal and your business life. By giving to others, I don't mean giving money or material things. In business, I think it's giving those kinds of things only delays a person's problem. He goes, I do believe in giving your positive attitude, your loyalty, your commitment, your faith in those people, your winning example. I believe you can take it even further than that. I believe that you can give your influence and help other people. I had a very, very, very successful CEO this week send me an email. And I have yet to respond to him, but I look at him as a mentor. And he said to me, Troy, I don't know why you do what you do. You could be making so much more money. You could be a millionaire if you would just go build a business. Maybe it's because you've been burned. I've never been burned in direct selling, ever. I've seen it. I've seen what's happened to people. I've had one of the most successful runs with the three companies that I've really, really worked. Wonderful rides. My passion and my desire has nothing to do with earning $1 million. Sure, just like everybody else, I'd love that. That's no problem. I'd love to have my net worth back up, liquid net worth of seven figures. That'd be phenomenal. But the passion that drives me, my purpose in life, is just to help other people reach the level of success that they desire. It doesn't matter to me if it's a nonprofit organization or an individual person. That's hard. People that I have as friends, a few of them have distanced themselves because they don't understand that. To them, it's what can I get out of this? What you know, that's fine to give, Troy, but what are you going to get back? I don't have a clue. Don't really care. If I can take an average distributor in 3 to 5 years down the road by giving just a few nuggets of wisdom and being there when they're going through a hard time, if I can see their family's legacy change, then it's worth it. I watched Art Williams do this for 20, he did it so long, gave him a heart attack in the office, and he ended up selling the business. I've watched John Maxwell do this, and it gave him a heart attack. See, what happens is you look at the thing, and you realize all of a sudden you've put all this stress and all this energy into building the business. I don't ever want that to happen. Both of these men went back to their first loves. John Maxwell has sold everything and is focused 100% on his nonprofit Equip to raise up leaders worldwide. It's not about the money. Learn from other leaders' mistakes. Art Williams was very successful, sold his business, took his stock, and has helped so many people across the world now. Still doing what he loves. You know, this is funny. If you go out and buy the book Coach, Art doesn't make any money off that. This is a giving principle. Listen to what Art did. His longtime assistant, Yvonne, when he sold the company, all she would have had was her stock. And he said, you know what I want to do? I want to give you the rights to sell all of my stuff. I don't want anything. My family's not going to get anything. God has blessed us. We are totally successful. Don't have to worry about it. What I want to do is I want to give you the rights to keep all the money. And he did that. See, that's the giving principle. The last giving principle on this aspect is give without expecting a return. When we give, when I when I put my heart and soul into something, when I answer the distributor's emails, their phone calls, their Facebook, any of the social profiles, when they ask questions and I answer, I'm not expecting anything in return. Now, when I specifically go to a company and say, hey, I'd like to show you what my services are, and if we can help you on the analytical side, if we can help you in some marketing, here's what we expect to get paid, absolutely. That's a service for hire. That's the way it works. But my friendship, my loyalty, my love for this profession, that comes without any type of expectation. When I go and I volunteer like a catalyst, I don't expect anything in return. I don't even expect a pat on the back. Everything should be done for a higher power, for a higher cause, for something greater than yourself. Art writes it this way: as a leader, you're constantly trying to motivate people to give their time and effort to build your business. Do that by giving to them first. If you help other people get what they want for themselves, you will receive those same blessings. Often, when you try to help somebody, we want them to be grateful. In fact, we expect it. But the Christian deal of it's better to give than to receive also applies in working with people. If you give of your time and your efforts generously and from the heart, you've done everything that you can do for that person. If you recognize that your joy and fulfillment is from giving, you won't be frustrated or disillusioned if the person doesn't respond. He goes on to say this, and I think this is great. Do everything you can. Never stop giving. But when people disappoint you or turn against you, realize that you gave it your best shot and go on to help the other people who need help. And if the person who disappointed you wants another chance, give it to them again. This is one of the reasons I strive so hard to work as a liaison between companies and distributors that are leaving and going somewhere else. This is why I work so hard to try to get distributors to understand, don't be overzealous, don't hype your business because it could come back to haunt you. I want to see what's best for people, and sometimes it bites me in the butt. We'll get a cease and desist letter. We'll get something. We'll get a distributor that writes a nasty blog post about how awful we are. I can't help that. I got this personal philosophy, and I don't know right, wrong, or indifferent. Some of my Christian buddies may even say it's sacrilegious. I don't know, but at the end of the day, I figure until somebody crucifies me on the cross, I got nothing to gripe about. Whether you like me or not, I'm just going to give. And I'm going to do my best to be as transparent and as authentic as I can. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters for me or for you, doesn't matter which, is that we never, never, never give up on ourselves or the people we're trying to serve. Art says this. He says the management mistake when it comes to never giving up. He says many people get discouraged and they quit before they have a chance to win. And I'm going to add to that. I think the reason they do goes back to the giving principle. It's because they've got managers that aren't giving. You know, the Bible has this verse that says the sins of the fathers go three generations deep. Now, I'm not going to get into all the, you know, stuff surrounding that, but when I analyzed it in my own life, I thought, you know what, this kind of makes sense, because if all you've ever seen is someone that doesn't have the giving principle and you're being mentored by them, then you're probably not going to have a giving principle. You're going to be selfish. It just happens that way. Somebody has to break the cycle. You need to decide today, I'm never giving up. You've got to decide today, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And even if I've got a selfish upline, even if my upline promised me the moon and they've only delivered a little plateau over here, we've never even hardly gotten off the ground. We jumped to this height. It shouldn't matter. See, I've got a personal philosophy that says your upline doesn't matter whatsoever. You don't get paid on your upline. What matters is your downline. What matters is that base shop that you're working with. What matters are those personal people that you sponsor and the mentoring that you can give them. In today's 21st century network marketing profession, there is no reason that you need an upline. Doesn't matter. I mean, that right there, you know, there's some people go nuts on that one. But it's the truth. Tell me one thing you can't get off the internet. Tell me one training that you can't get. Tell me what website that you couldn't find that would talk to you about the product that you need to do. Let's use this radio show alone. It's not about the Troy Dooley show. It's about how many authors, Chet Holmes, Dondi Scamanti, Art Williams, great people in their own niche to help you build your business. See what I'm saying here? You have full control if you'll just never give up. Next week we start this new book, You Already Know How to Be Great, by Alan Fine. Just a simple way to remove the interference and unlock your greatest potential. There's so much out there, information running rampant. You can download it, you can iPod it, you can iPad it, you know, you can smartphone it, all this new gadget. We didn't even see this stuff in the dictionary years ago. Art says this, the leadership solution, a leader sees adversity as a challenge and keeps on going. Man, isn't that the truth? Look at the people in Haiti. Look at the 33 miners that just came out. They're the most famous people in the world right now. How would you have felt? Matter of fact, some of you may feel this way. Half a mile underground, nothing but rock on top of you. You're in a room where you're looking around at each other and thinking, which one of us is going to die first? Not to get crude, but when you analyze this, they're eating just little pieces of canned tuna. And if it was like anything else that we've heard in history, they could have been thinking, sooner or later, one of us is going to die. And will we, to survive, will we end up cannibalizing ourselves? None of us would be able to understand, but yet if you put it in a business sense, so many times that's exactly what we do. We want to eat on the weaknesses of our downline. We want to figure out ways to be predators and rip their organization underneath, out from underneath them, because we have that non-giving attitude. We don't know what it means not to give up. What we're looking at is, well, we'll have to give up if we don't make it work for us, and they're weak over there, and they're probably never going to be big leaders anyway, and you know what happens? All of a sudden, our downline just disappears. See, you have to be the leader in your organization. You do not have to worry about that upline. You don't need to use that excuse, well, my upline isn't supporting me. My upline isn't doing three-way calls with me. My yada, 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 yada. You do not have to do that. If you want to win, if it's really your business, if you're really building your business, then act like it. Tattoo it on your mind if you don't want to tattoo it on your body. Never, never give up. Art writes this. If you set your priorities and goals, build with quality, keep moving ahead, and follow the leadership principles that I've outlined in Pushing Up People, you're on your way to a wonderful work experience. Nothing can stop you now. Nothing that is except you. I've learned this. I love my son, Dalton. I love all my boys, but I'm gonna share an experience. I think he'd approve of this. I haven't asked him. But he's going through a situation right now. He knows that he has a purpose in life. He's put that purpose on the back burner for several years. This last week, as we were standing at Catalyst, we're on the floor making sure everything's going smoothly in what we do. And a young man was up on stage, not a preacher or anything like that. Matter of fact, for several years, he was paid over $4,000 a month just to publicly drink Bacardi and Budweiser in public. That's what the company's paid him. He was a professional party promoter. And he was sharing his story. And today he runs an organization called Clarity Water, one of the most successful nonprofits currently helping the world. And as he stood there, he said, "Folks, I never lost my faith, but I was walking out of obedience." That hit Dalton between the eyes. Last night, Dalton and I were texting because he was at the house and I'm here. And he said, "Dad, I need to pray that I can hear what I'm supposed to do." Now, I know some of you, you know, you don't follow the same religious thought process we do, and that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. He said, "I need to make sure that I hear the right words, that I hear what God really wants in my life so I don't make any further mistakes." Now, see, I interpreted that as, Dad, I don't ever want to give up. I don't want to make the wrong mistakes and quit. I want to hear what God has to say. And then he went on to say, Dad, will you pray also for me? Dad, yeah, sure, no problem. See, if we have a never give up attitude, if we're willing to give to others before they give to us, it's an old saying, somebody stole it from some president years ago, but people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Let's get down and dirty. The odds, the majority of us on this call, the majority of us listening right now, especially females, until you know without a shadow of a doubt how much that man cares for you, you're not about to go to bed with him. The majority of us, it isn't wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's a courting process. I want her. I want her to be my friend. I want her to be my lover. I want her to be my soulmate for life. And we work hard for that. We don't give up on it. Your business life needs to be the same way. Listen to this push-up principle. Winners are made, not born. This PC correct crap where everybody's got to be rewarded. Everybody's got to, listen to me, there are winners and there are losers. If you want to win, you've got to give more than anybody else will of your time, of everything. Doesn't mean you sacrifice your family, your health, or any of that. It means you are so focused on knowing that you're going to do everything you can to become a better person. You're going to do everything you can to be a winner, and you're going to raise up winners. See, there's this other myth that leaders have followers. No, leaders attract and create other leaders. And if you're not continuing to build your own leadership level, eventually leaders will outgrow you and leave. Listen to what Art writes here. No one is born a winner. People make themselves into winners by their own efforts. However, most people do almost enough to be a winner. Then they stop short of winning because their attitude or determination or desire falters. But once you've made a total commitment to becoming a winner, nothing can make you lose. Folks, this has been a phenomenal series. I thank you all for being our listeners. I really would love feedback. Feel free to send feedback, Troy@MLMHelpDesk.com. Troy Dooley at MLMHelpDesk.com. Next Monday, we will start Alan Fine's book. Look, this book just hit the market. Its release date was October 14th, just yesterday. I'm proud to be working with Kevin Small and his team, which is the literary agents for Alan. We're going to be doing this book next week. I think you guys are going to find it phenomenal. We'll be putting stuff up so you can see it. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Have a fantastic weekend and see me next Monday on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.